Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here today with Jason Sizemore, owner of Butterhead Kitchen, which is a locally owned and operated vegan kitchen on William Penn Highway, just west of Easton in Bethlehem Township. Jason, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, let's start by talking about your journey into eating a plant-based diet. How long have you been doing that, and what's the why behind it?
So May is my 13th year of eating this way, and I grew up eating everything. In college, started giving up different meats and then went vegetarian. And my jump to veganism, really, I lost my dad very suddenly from a heart condition, which my grandfather also died from, which I also have. And we thought my dad was doing everything right, and kind of through research, like what else can be done, and like eating vegan, plant-based, there's so much research that it does help your heart. And thankfully, my heart condition is pretty much at a standstill. It should be getting worse, but it's not. So I attribute a lot of it to how I'm eating.
Well, health reason would be a good reason to do that. And definitely. How about your culinary journey? How'd you end up cooking food?
I'm not trained. I'm self-taught. I mean, I'd say trained by my mom some. She was a great cook, throws things together. But when we went vegan, it was a huge like learning curve. So started with like looking up vegan recipes, but then also like veganizing recipes I always loved in the past. So it just became a fun experiment and journey. And that kind of is where it all took off.
Yeah. And you've been doing this since, as we were talking earlier here in the green room, since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. That you started the business right in the heart of 2020, right?
2018, out of our house.
Out of the house, right.
But yeah, then found the space in 2020.
And your space, it's unlike anything I've seen in the Lehigh Valley. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's such a treasure. Every day I'm grateful when I walk in there. I think of it as like a wine cellar kind of feel. You walk in, it's an open concept space, all stone, kind of Italian, you know, European feel. And very intimate. So we host as few as 6 people, but we can squeeze in up to 18. So it's a really nice feel in there.
So it's like a long communal table, but with the kitchen.
Exactly.
In the background, like open kitchen, right?
Yep. Yeah. See, you can see everything that's going on, see the whole space when you walk in, and it feels like I hope you feel like you're in a home or a wine cellar kind of an idea.
And that's pretty much the idea, that you're doing private events and communal dinners. You don't really like just pop in for lunch or dinner, right?
Exactly. All reservation arranged ahead of time, kind of like an interactive dinner party feel. That's how I describe it.
That's great. Tell us about some of the items you make frequently. And let's maybe start with maybe some of the bigger type dishes down to sides and spreads and things.
Sure. Definitely some from the beginning, the most popular menus are Italian, but I have many different Italian, Mexican, Greek, Asian. We do a whole Thanksgiving series in Thanksgiving that people love. Most popular dishes, again, Italian. I do a penne vodka sauce. I do a lasagna. Lots of different Italian salads mixed into those menus. And then also mixed into the Italian menus are a lot of the cheeses and meats that I make that are all, of course, vegan. So a soft mozzarella, pepperoni, different cheese spreads.
How do you make a vegan cheese without dairy?
Good question. So most of my cheeses are all made from cashews, so raw, unsalted cashews. You basically turn them into a milk and then kind of work forward to turn them into a cheese. So cheese spreads are pretty simple. I teach those during my experiences, how to make the cheese spreads. The mozzarella is a little more complicated, but some people do come in I do hands-on cooking with me, really private. Even one person can come, and some have wanted to learn that.
And how about some of the meat dishes? How do you do those without animal products?
So the meats are wheat gluten base, which is called seitan. You can separate the gluten protein from flour, and the gluten is, when you add liquid to it, it gets very, very sticky. So then when you bake it, it becomes like a cured meat, or when you boil it, it becomes like a soft, like spongy meat. So those are the most authentic textures that I found. But I do some gluten-free meat. So I do a sunflower seed taco meat. So lots of different ways to play with it.
Okay, great. Now, is your focus more on kind of taking some of these quote-unquote traditional foods like mozzarella or pepperoni and making them vegan, or finding dishes that kind of celebrate the whole plant-based genre of food?
I think both. A lot of my motivation personally was like veganizing things I used to enjoy that weren't vegan. So that was kind of step one. And then absolutely like sharing the goodness of this food with others. Most of our guests are not vegan. Some have no intention of becoming vegan. Everyone's, of course, welcome. And I just love to introduce this kind of eating into your life. And I figure if you like something just as much as the non-vegan version, why not eat the plant version? You're helping animals, you're helping the environment, you're helping your body. So, but again, no pressure, like whatever you're into. But it's been fun to watch people's journeys as they come back and see how they're weaving this into their menus.
And what sort of comments or reactions have you gotten from people that might be omnivores and they come and eat this vegan dinner?
So many funny comments from like just the other week, like I came here thinking this would be disgusting and it's one of the best meals I've ever had. Like, I love that kind of stuff. All the time I hear, like, I thought I would leave hungry and I'm full halfway through the experience. You know, I've had really bad vegan cheeses, but you're showing me how good it can be. If you cooked for me every day, I would go vegan in an instant, like that kind of stuff. So it's really fun to see the reactions.
Yeah, just because it's vegan doesn't mean the quantities are small, right? Or it can't be. There are ways to add richness to vegan food without having, you know, butter or heavy meats, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What would be some of those ways that you can add richness to plant-based food?
So much of it is, I mean, so much about food, like even meat and cheese, is the flavoring and the seasoning. So as long as you get your base, I mean, cashews are a nice, hearty base, as rich as cream and milk can be. If I need something very, like the vodka sauce, I use some pure coconut cream to give you like that heavy cream texture. And the meats, again, it's the spices, the seasonings, the pepperoni, for example, it's every single thing that's in pepperoni except meat. And gluten is a really high protein. Our 10-ounce pepperoni log is 75 grams of protein because that's what the gluten is. It's just pure protein.
So it also seems like you're looking for this balance, especially given your background, of both, you know, flavor and experience, but also healthfulness,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I definitely have super savory, junky vegan foods and love them. And, you know, it's all about balance. I don't push that, you know, come here to eat healthier, but kind of inherently, most of what I do is pretty healthy, very healthy. I don't use much oil either. So showing people how you can cut back on oil, not adding all that fat and calories. But yeah, I've read so many times, there's never been research that eating a lot of vegetables causes anything harmful to your body. So that's just a good way to look at it. And also, I love to share that, you know, primarily most of the meat that Americans eat, those animals are vegan. They're raised eating plants. So they're just a way for you to eat plant protein. So why not eat it in its original form?
Right. They're just processed by the animal,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
How do you reconcile some of the vegan foods that you might get in the supermarket that are in fact vegan but are heavily processed or mm-hmm. almost industrialized? Do you kind of, you know, look down at that, or do you kind of find that as, hey, that's potential that it's not animal-based or anything like that? What's your feeling about some of those things?
Yeah, I don't look down on it, especially, you know, if someone really is trying to cut back on meat or go fully vegan, and if that's what helps them first steps is by going to the store and seeing what's available, I think that's amazing that there's so many options. These days, there's vegan burgers in the store, super high fat content, and yes, processed, but so is meat, super high fat content and processed. So if that's what you want instead of eating meat, I think it's a good stepping stone. I try to, again, like balance it. I eat those foods once in a while, but I feel better when I'm eating stuff that I'm making more from scratch.
Well, a lot of it's, even if you're not vegan, but like Doritos are mm-hmm. just about
exactly.
vegan.
Yeah.
They might be totally
vegan.
Are they
brand,
vegan or not?
The purple bags are vegan.
Right,
all the rest
exactly.
are not. Twizzlers are vegan. Sour Patch Kids, Oreos, potato chips, French fries. I mean, I eat all of them.
Right.
Like you know, I'm not giving up that stuff. But
in moderation.
Exactly. It's not my full-out daily diet, but there's nothing wrong with indulging.
Yeah, definitely. I think you alluded to the fact you do cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about that and what that experience is like.
That's the main piece of what we do. So the most popular ones are demonstration style. So it's kind of like a cooking show, but you actually get to eat the food and talk to the cook. So it's about 2 hours. Private groups pick the menu from a list of menus we have available, and then I cook everything live, and I encourage interaction. So questions, coming up and seeing what I'm doing. I walk around. It's just a great, like, dinner party feel where I'm making you a meal live, and you get the recipes to take home. The other version is the hands-on, so you can arrange to come cook with me, and we develop a custom menu. So tell me what you want to learn, and we'll cook it together.
And is that for just a single person or a group of people?
It can be, yeah. The hands-on is as low as one person, up to six. I keep those really small. The demonstration style, minimum of six, up to 18.
Okay. And some of your products are available outside of the classes and the private dinners, right? You can find them around the Lehigh Valley.
They are, yeah. Our product line, we don't sell directly from our space except around the holidays. So we sell through Easton Public Market, Veg Out in Bethlehem, Firefly, Green Earth Marketplace in Emmaus, a whole bunch of them. They're on our website, but it's so cool to partner with other small businesses.
Well, I did see that on your website, and one of the things that struck me over the years with the show is how interconnected the Lehigh Valley food scene is. You know, we've had Mary from Veg Out, we've had the Easton Public Market, we've had other places on there. And kind of what's been your experience being here in the Lehigh Valley for, you know, since 2018, with that interconnectivity and how people work together?
It's an amazing part of this. I haven't found any sense of competition. All the other vegan businesses, and there's a lot in the Lehigh Valley, which is so amazing. We all work together if we need something from each other. We're just helping to advertise each other, as well as non-vegan businesses. All those stores have been great, like giving, you know, our stuff a try. I have to shout out Jenny's Kowali. Jenny and Roy have been from the start. Just incredible supporters, where they very early on had me come in one Sunday with them, and we did a vegan dinner, so kind of like a restaurant takeover, where I, with them, fed 60 people in the very beginning, which I look back and can't believe that that happened. So it's been all supportive, and I love that piece of it. I have two different bakers that do bread for me, Maddie's Marvelous Makery, and Bakery, which does non-vegan foods, but she does a lot of my baked goods, and just asking for help when there's things that you don't do or know how to do or want to do, honestly, it's been great to partner.
Awesome. Jason, where can people find you online so they can track you down?
ButterheadKitchen.com and Butterhead Kitchen on Instagram and Facebook.
And before we forget, Butterhead is?
Butterhead is our dog. So he's our inspiration. His nickname's Butterhead. That's the little white dog on the logo with Butterhead lettuce behind him.
Awesome. That's great. Jason, thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you so much.
I'm Mike Dravenstock, and this is The Inside Dish.